Well, we've come to the end of the Stage Management Conference for 2013. People are standing around having a drink. I'm going to find myself a glass of wine and see if I can get some comments. People may be quite frightened of this, but here we go. Hello. Let's start from you. I'm just doing a quick podcast, finding out how people have found today. So any comments?
Fascinating, interesting, some great viewpoints and some really amazing things coming up for discussion in the next year, I think.
Lots of things to... I feel I need to go home and reflect over everything. Lots of things to chew over and work out what we can do next within this business.
It's nice to see so many young, new stage managers here, but I have to say a little disappointing that there aren't more representatives from West End and larger scale theatre here today.
I think it's been really stimulating. That's what I found about today. There's been a lot of advice, there's been a lot of talking about stuff that are, and ways of approaching things that are going to make my life a lot easier, and also the networking. I just love meeting my old friends and creating new ones, hopefully, and taking my step forward in stage management, which I think this conference does.
It's a great atmosphere, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can hijack some other people. I'll be back for a drink. Right, let's see, moving down the other room, outside of the room, I see there's a few here. Hello, gentlemen. I'm just doing a quick podcast, find out what people have thought of today. So just to throw you on the spot.
Fantastic. I had a great opportunity to talk to loads of very interesting people, such as these two gentlemen on my left, and to go to some very interesting sessions. And it gave me a great insight into the contemporaneous world of the SMA.
What are you recording on there? Is that an iPhone?
This is an iPhone. This is Audio Boo, which is a podcasting app which goes live.
I remember you from last year with all your fans. We've had a great day. We've had a great day. We've been presenting today. It's been really good. We had a great session on stage management desks. Very, very positive. Really good.
Yes. I was talked to by Stage Electrics.
Yes.
There's lots of sort of bits of training that people need to ask you for some training on your equipment.
Yes.
So, yes, I want to talk to you much more about that.
Yeah, from my point of view, it's fantastic to engage with stage managers and to get their views on what we do.
They're a great fun bunch, aren't they?
They are. They've got lots to say, which is fantastic.
And we got a round of applause. I didn't think we'd get a round of applause.
We did get a massive round of applause. I was surprised we didn't quite know what to do with each other. We just looked and laughed at each other.
Well, give them what they want, and they'll... I'm going to work my way down the room and then get a glass of wine. I'll talk to you on the way back.
All right.
Thank you. More official set. Hello, ladies, gentlemen. Quick podcast, what people have thought, what energies have been around today, so please.
Diversity, the huge diversity of what we do and how we approach it is one of the challenges, I think, for the SMA is to cover everybody or to at least support everybody, and the need for us all feeling that we do something importantly and feel good about it ourselves as opposed to being individuals who can't quite speak loudly.
Coming all together.
Yeah, I think that the opportunity to speak with a united voice, not to say the same thing, but to sort of be heard and to have a loud voice. And I mean, being vocal has been a bit of a returning theme of today. You know, just ask the questions, talk, and communicate with the various people that need to be communicated about. I think this being the second year, we can now begin to get a real sense of the stories that we can tell outside the conference and the sort of information that we need to get together to sort of transmit through to all the people that might actually be able to influence and change the conditions that stage managers work in. I was about to say we almost became an honorary stage manager.
I'm kind of an honorary stage manager now, but it is telling the stories from the ground and
Absolutely.
Also bridging that gap between stage manager and producers, because often there is no one to support them, is there? They are the direct contact, and if they have a producer that kind of sees them as an irritant rather than someone who's trying to solve a problem, you know, that barrier needs to be crossed.
Yeah, but with my hat on, I'd have to say that actually I feel that there are fewer instances where there is a real barrier. I think voices would be heard. I think that stage managers would actually be surprised how much their view is respected and you know, not across the board, obviously, we know that. But people will be receptive, producers would be receptive, and people make better decisions. Yeah. If they have information and people want to make the best decisions they can make.
I think the best relationships that you get when you're working is the more personal the stage manager becomes a director. And I think until you've made those deeper connections, those questions are harder to ask. But yeah, the reason why you've probably been brought on board is because they do see the potential of that relationship developing. Yeah. I think that's where we should end today. I should get a glass of wine.